Water modality. Exhibit 6-21. Water freight transport. From sailing vessels as early as the 3rd century BC to steamships in the 19th century to diesel-powered vessels in the early 20th century, water transport covers countries' interior waterways as well as the oceans. In the U.S., water transportation was the main way to travel long distances until the railroad took its place in the 1840s. Transatlantic trade was managed by ocean-going vessels throughout the 19th century, and international trade is still carried out largely by water transport. Historically, navigable waters for trade were the world's major rivers. The U.S. has the Mississippi and its tributaries. In Europe, there are the Danube and the Rhine, among others. In China, the Yangtze. In South America, the Amazon. In Africa, the Nile. And in India, the Ganges. Canals have enabled transport from the oceans inland or from one body of water to another. In the U.S., the intercoastal waterways along the Atlantic, the Pacific, and the Gulf of Mexico have transformed how freight is moved. Further south, the Panama Canal offers a shortcut from the Pacific to the Atlantic. The Suez Canal in Egypt connects the Mediterranean and the Red Sea, allowing easy access between Asia, India, Northern Africa, and the European Union. Ocean carriers are able to move inland through land, extending international trade further than seaports make possible. Cargo carried by water freight includes almost everything from low-value commodities to imported autos. Examples of some bulk commodities often carried by water transport include petroleum and petroleum products, coal, iron ore, chemicals, farm and forest products, grains, wood, and construction materials. The benefit to shippers of water transport is its low cost and relative security while in transit. When a shipper needs to move high tonnage for low cost and the shipment is not time sensitive, water is the best solution. In addition to its low cost, the slow speed of water transport can provide a significant amount of inventory storage capacity while freight is in transit. However, the inventory carrying cost of a long lead time will outweigh the benefit of this extra storage capacity, unless the carrying cost is very low, for example, low-value cargo, low obsolescence risk,